Rav Rimon was asked the following question relating to the war with Hamas. The question is, when some of the soldiers are going into some of the homes of the mechablim, of the terrorists, they find money or jewelry or diamonds, are they allowed to take the money or the valuables and for a purpose, for a positive purpose, like say to donate to people who were evacuated from the south? So Rav Rimon pointed out that there are some wars in which it is forbidden to take spoils, but in most battles, one is allowed, the nation is allowed to take spoils. However, the army may be allowed to take spoils. However, there is a prohibition that soldiers are not allowed to take spoils. So you have to listen to the army. So on a very basic level, the answer is that you would not, an individual would not be allowed to take spoils because it's against the army. But he makes another interesting point. He says that in the war against Amalek, they were not allowed to take spoils. Now, this is different than the war against Amalek. However, he points out that there is some similarity. Why was Shaul punished? Because he took spoils. So he only took pity on the best of the sheep. He saved some sheep, he was going to offer his sacrifices, and he killed almost everyone. So Rav Rimon writes that he once heard from Rav Lichtenstein that the fact that Shaul had pity on the sheep and the cattle, by doing that, he transformed the entire battle into something that was incorrect. The battle of Amalek was a decree from God. When someone benefits from the battle, then he's getting personal benefit. He's not acting according to God's will. And therefore, the entire justifiable act of killing, once you engage in behavior that is against the law in terms of the war, you don't follow the dictates that God gives you for the war, so then the killing no longer becomes justified. And he believes that in some sense, we can say the same thing with this battle against Hamas. The army can take whatever spoils it wants for national needs or for military needs, but it's not appropriate that an individual person should take spoils and should get benefit from this war. This is a milchemes mitzvah, and the characteristics, the aspects of the war, which are the killing and destruction, are against our characteristics, or essence. We are a nation of peace, and therefore it's important that when we engage in this important battle, we should not get any personal benefit. This is a national war, a communal war, and there's no place for a personal benefit for this within this Milchemes HaMitzvah of the nation, and it could transform this Milchemes HaMitzvah to something else. And therefore he paskins that you should not take any spoils, you should not benefit from this Milchemes HaMitzvah. However, a person who needs during the war for some equipment that may not be sufficient from a military standpoint, so he can use the equipment that he finds in the homes of these people, but certainly should not take them home, and even for a purpose of chesed. And additionally, this is against, in any case, is against the instructions of the tzava. Therefore, one should not take spoils that he finds, or money or jewelry that he finds, even for a positive purpose like donating to the evacuees from the south.